Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are positively into what was supposed to be like baseball season and Triple Crown, maybe Stanley Cup if you're a Caps fan. That's not happening unless you're in Edmonton or in Florida. And of course, the NBA Finals. Which never happened around here. Leonard Raskin's going to join us now. We talked last week about money and insurance and whoops and all sorts of fun issues and stuff like that. But I want to give you some oxygen here this week before I get myself up to Hampstead with the Maryland Crab Cake Tour and the Back to the Future Scratch Offs presented by the Maryland Lottery at Greenmount Station. I got to get a crab cake with you this summer and all that stuff.
Yes,
But
sir.
you and I are the lost souls of baseball. Right. Like I do this professionally. I do this for a living. I watch them every night. Honestly, at this point, because it's my job, I literally don't know that if I, went to work for you and selling financial information or did, or, you know, by the way, Costas and Timonium opening this week. So if I took a job with Pete
Outstanding.
over there working as, I don't know, maitre d' to crab cakes or something like that. I did something else with my life. I don't know how I would be up at 10 o'clock at night watching a last place baseball team and missing work and like taking that time in my life, 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night on a Tuesday or Wednesday. This is a week where like even the people who are a little bit into it can say, you know what? Nothing's going to happen there that I can't read about in the morning, or I can't DVR, or I can't check the highlights or whatever. Like this is really a weird sports time because we had all the Angelo shears, but there really was promise from that moment that you whispered to me, hey, I think this Rubenstein guy is going to buy the team. I'm hearing things, you know, how are you?
I'm great. I'm great. It's the beginning of June. I think summer will finally arrive, perhaps this week. It's going to be nice and hot.
As I'm wearing my Coppin State sweatshirt, my long
Sweatshirt.
sleeve. It's been unbelievably
It's
awful.
crazy. It's been crazy. But I think summer will spring. Summer will spring this week.
I ask you if you went to your beach house. You're like, dude, it's 51 degrees. Why
Yeah,
would I be there? I mean, Dave
there's no
Matthews was 51 degrees. Everything was 51 degrees.
No good sand time right now. It's but the pool is ready. We're ready to get the pool, and the grill is cleaned, so we're ready to barbecue. And so, what better? A little barbecue.
I was thinking Italian sausage the other day. I really
a couple
was.
Crabs, swimming
I had
pool.
crabs last week. That was great.
90-degree day coming. Supposedly this week, that'll be good. And late night baseball. So we got the O's, what, West Coast?
Seattle
They're
and
Seattle,
Sacramento.
right?
Sacramento.
Sacramento. You know, it's funny. I was flipping the dial. How old are we, right? I was clicking on the clicker, going through some channels, got to the baseball channel, MLB Network, whatever it is. They were showing highlights. I don't know who it was. Somebody playing the A's, and they had the team city. You know, they put the city up.
Sack.
And it was SAC, and I'm thinking, who the heck is SAC? I had no idea who SAC was. I had to go look. I had to Google baseball SAC, and they said the A's. I'm like, oh, that's where they moved to.
See, they have our hearts as sports fans, and they've had us all of our lifetime. And it's not like I'm a get off my lawn guy or that I needed to see them make the A's thing deteriorate any more than the Expos thing deteriorated two
Right,
decades ago
right.
that cost us Camden Yards and the Washington Market and like all of the things that happened because the Expos fell apart. It greatly affected the Baltimore Orioles experience. I will tell you that. This
Sure.
Oakland Sacramento
Yes.
mess has been going
Vegas.
on
Well, they're going to be Vegas.
forever,
You've seen
right?
the place they're building, right?
Okay, and
And
I
they're
don't know who's
building
going to come and I don't know who's going to come watch this here, which is what I'm as concerned about
you
as
mean the
anyone,
O's
right?
and the A's when the A's come to Baltimore? Is that what you mean?
Well, Leonard, I just want a couple things for you. I man,
Not
I'm
a big
writing things
crowd
down.
out
Wait,
at the ballpark. Not a big
this is
crowd.
going to be good today because you brought up the SAC on the baseball. Like,
Yeah,
I still
yeah.
have not seen that and been sort of weirded by it, right?
Yeah, it's
Like
absolutely.
on Mass, and they might just put A's, right?
Yes,
Or whatever, right?
probably will.
So because they're trying to be nice to their partners who don't know their ass from their elbow. It's like, we're fans. We're not paying attention to anything else. I had the same exact experience 7, 8 weeks ago. I was in Toronto with Luke. Luke went to the second game. I cut my heel open. It was all bloody, and I didn't have a press pass. And it's Mark Shapiro's fault, and I'm blaming him. But so I stayed in my room in Canada, and the only it's like a Jimmy Buffett song, 20 degrees in the hockey games. The
Right.
only thing on was hockey, right?
Right.
The Orioles game wasn't on because it was an apple night.
Yeah, got
So
it.
like I no one in Toronto could watch the Orioles and the Blue Jays, and you wonder why people don't watch baseball.
Right.
So hockey games on, and it says Utah. Utah, FLA in Utah. And I'm like,
Yeah.
Florida and Utah playing hockey. Is this the International League? What is
It's
this?
something. It's something. It's
And
like soccer. Who are
Utah.
these
And I'm
teams?
like, who is this? So you'll appreciate this, Mr. Hockey
Yes,
Finals guy.
sir. Yes,
Barry
sir.
Trotz and I caught up for the first time in
There you go.
since he was the head coach of the New York Islanders. So it's been
Right.
2.5 years
Right.
since the last time Barry and I caught. So we caught up for like 15 as friends last week, just like
Yep.
BS. And he's doing the show this week. We
Oh,
caught
great.
up to say, hey, let's set a Zoom time next week and do
Right.
the show.
Right.
Let's wait for the conference finals to be
He's
done.
now
And you know,
Mr. Nashville.
he's working his tail off. I'm going to
I'll
talk to him
bet.
about that, but I
I'll
told him the
bet.
Utah story. This sort of old guy get off my lawn thing. Here's where you and I are. We're older than we've ever been, hopefully wiser than we've ever
And
been.
hopefully more to come.
You have managed successfully and unsuccessfully many, many different things. You failed, you've succeeded, you've gotten kicked
Absolutely.
down, you've gotten up. So have I, right? We've all done all of
Absolutely.
that.
Yep.
This Orioles thing right now as a business, and you know, it's evolving. They have a temporary manager. They have a new owner who's now got a new, you know, his the woman, the beautiful woman that's always with Rubenstein, that's Jeff Zucker's ex-wife. I don't know if you like, I did the math on this. Like, there's a whole thing going on here about his new love and wife and life and all that. And I'm thinking he's
Is
a
that
billionaire. He's a
his girlfriend?
billionaire.
Is that
He's a
his girlfriend?
bill. I don't know. He's a billionaire
Right.
who has a last place baseball team. I don't think this bothers him nearly. You and I are going to talk about it more in the next 30 minutes than he's going to talk about it today. I just think guys like him, it's hard for fans and for regular people. They see him, he's got a bobblehead, he wants to be in front of all this, he wants to be famous.
He
They
was at the
always,
game this weekend. He
yeah,
was at a
okay,
game.
great. What's like when he comes and sits and wants to talk to me about the business and about our city and about his intentions and not preach to me about his father being a postal, like, let's get down to this, dude. This isn't a dress rehearsal. The team's in last place. No one's going to the games. You fired your manager. Your hitters aren't hitting. Your pitchers aren't pitching. And you're about to become irrelevant. So, like, and there were empty seats last year at playoff. What's being done? Where's the passion, energy, and where's the action?
Hasn't he? Has he brought in? Did I see he brought in two new people? Didn't he bring in two new people recently?
Well, they brought in John Mabry and the pitching or hitting coach. I mean, is that what you
Okay.
mean?
No. I mean, there's some new guy that's supposed to become. Is that who it is?
Tony Mancelino is the
No, I
manager.
know
Yeah.
that. No, there's some new important bench coach or assistant, something to.
John Mabry, yes.
Okay, I saw that, and then they brought some new guy into the headquarters building, right?
Okay, I mean,
They're doing. He's doing something. I got to give. I mean, look, half the team's hurt. So you say, okay, let's give them June.
well, Couser's coming back this week,
Let's
maybe
give them
Westberg next
June,
week. Charlie
right?
Morton's taking the ball every fifth day, right?
Right. Let's give them June. Let's get a pitcher back. Let's get
Mayo's
some
up.
hitters back. And let's give them June. I'm willing to say. I'm willing. You may not be. I'm willing to give them June. And
Given him my whole
no,
life. You think I'm
I
quitting on him
know
now?
that. No, I'm not saying quitting on him. No. I'm
Oh,
saying
no. They'd love for me to quit on them. Katie
no,
Briggs
no,
told me to
no. I'm
go away,
talking
pound
about
sand. No,
yeah,
I'm
I
not
know.
going
I'm
away.
talking about beating him up.
I would have gone away a long time ago.
I'll give him June to come around. I don't know that I'll be up till 1 in the morning. That's just 'cause I'm old.
You or
And
anybody else.
that's just 'cause I'm old, not because
But I
I
would
wouldn't
be if there
want
were
to.
three games over 500 and five games off the pace and
I don't know
hanging
that.
in
For me, it
and
wouldn't make a whole lot of difference. It's a matter of can I stay awake?
okay, gotcha.
If I can stay awake, I'll be
Well, there
watching
is this thing called real
and see
life. I
it.
mean, teachers have to
Yeah,
teach, workers have to
right.
work, bread delivery delivers bread at 4 in the morning. Like
That's right. It's middle of the night.
you know,
Hey,
Luke and
look,
I are the
here's my
knuckleheads staying
barometer.
awake with this as we.
My barometer for me looks like this, and we've talked about it. It hasn't happened for a lot of years, and then it happened, and it's happened in the last year or so. The boy is interested in the O's. It's kind of stunning. After not being for a long time, he's interested. We talk
Well,
about the
your kid's
games.
20 years old and he's never smelled winning, right? Like when
Right,
he was
I get
eight, he
it.
had Buck
I get it.
Showalter.
Right, I get it. But at the same time, he's in Ireland. It's 5 hours ahead, and he's paying attention. So something about it has his attention. I don't know what it is, but like I said, I'll give
It
him
says
June to.
Baltimore on it. It makes him think of you and feel like
That's
home.
right.
And
Feels
that's
like home.
really what it is for anybody. Did you?
That's what it
Luke and I
should
went
be.
through this. Luke's 40 years old. He's like, what have they ever done for me? I love
Right.
them because my father loved them.
That's right. That's
And I
right.
learned this. You know, I should bring this up to you because I know we talked briefly last week before I cried all day on Thursday and made a mess of myself. Jim Henneman passed last week,
Yes, yes.
and then my dear friend Mike Peters from The Alarm, which is the most stunning funeral I have ever that I will ever. I'm 56 years old. I've done a lot of funerals.
Yep.
Never seen anything like the funeral of Michael Leslie Peters. I mean, it's on YouTube. You don't even have to know him, like them. Just I would tell you, go to Mike Peters' funeral and
Yeah.
watch it. And if you
Yeah.
are not inspired to live your life in a different way, I mean, it was. So I did that, but the Henneman thing wasn't that. In that way, I mean,
Right.
obviously for his family and a lot,
Yeah,
it's grieving, but it was a
sure.
celebration of
Yep.
his love of baseball,
Yeah.
of his love of baseball, and it
Well,
made
how long
me
wasn't he
go
he
to
was the
bed
official
Thursday night, and
scorer?
he was everything,
Press.
dude.
I mean,
He was
he did.
every
That's what I
no.
mean.
He was the Baltimore Bullets PR director in
Jeez.
1971, 70. So
Wow.
here the Henneman story and. I'm gonna get his brother. One of his brothers look just like him. Like I walked in and there's Jim Henneman, except it's his funeral, except his brother's 20 years younger and looks just like Jim did when he was 60. Like it's
Wow.
unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he said to me, "We all kind of look alike." And I'm like, "Oh my God, it's like I'm talking to Jim, but I don't know you." And his brother actually coached Seton's girls basketball teams in the 80s and said to me, "You wrote a story on my basketball team back in the late 80s." And I'm like, "So I mean, and every the boss who gave me my place in life, Jack Gibbons, who is completely and totally responsible, and Bob Nussgaard for anything that's ever happened in my life. Bob
Yeah.
Nussgaard and Jack Gibbons. Jack was there, saw him. But from that point forward, walking into that kind of a funeral, there's Tim Kurkjian, there's Peter
Yep.
Schmuck,
Yep.
there's Steve Molesky, there's Stan Charles, there's down the line, old editors of mine, old bosses of mine, Tom Davis. I mean, just down the line, it was Baltimore media royalty. And I'm going to give you this story because I haven't told it on the air yet. I did a little
Yeah, go
Facebook
ahead.
thing on this. I didn't even tell Luke this. I told Luke knows, but it not on the air. I walked into the funeral. It was at Ruck Funeral
Yeah.
Parlor where I've been going way too frequently.
Yeah,
Miss you,
sad.
love
Terrible.
you, Vicky Brick. And I was there. I walked in and I lost it all over again before I walked in with Vicky. So I went upstairs and it was all familiar faces and friendly faces and people. Jim Palmer was in the corner. I mean, like it was
Yep,
just people I
sure.
knew. And Rick Vaughn came in. He did the show. By the way, if you haven't listened to the Rick Vaughn piece or the Charles Steinberg piece, and you love the Baltimore Orioles of the 70s, 80s, 90s, you just must listen to them because they are what Jim Henneman was, which was the authoritative historian of Oriole history. He's
Yeah.
now gone.
Yeah.
Bob Brown is gone. Bob Brown's son, Scotty, who's going to be doing the show, is in the baseball business, is going to come on because Bob was really the historian. Back to Bob loved me because he loved Louie. So Bob always loved me. Bob was the Kevin Byrne, the PR man of the 60s,
Yeah.
70s, and
Yeah.
80s. Then Rick Vaughn and Charles Steinberg. Then John Maroon. Now it's been Greg Bader, right? Like, so big step down. So Vaughn's there. We're all there at this funeral. And Tim Kurkjian comes up to me. And runs up to me, and everybody knows Timmy's voice. Hey, hey,
Yeah.
hey, come here, come here,
Great.
come here, come here. He
Absolutely.
takes me up to the front, and it wasn't really like a casket, it was a memorial
Sure.
area, and
Sure.
there's pictures everywhere, and all of them are orange.
Yep.
I mean, there's so much Oriole going on at this funeral, it just was unbelievable. Now, Jim Henneman was my colleague. From
Yep.
1986 to 1992 at the Evening Sun. He was the lead baseball writer, the national baseball writer, a columnist on the only beat that met. We didn't have a football team. We had lost the
Right,
Colts.
right.
So it was that tender period where baseball was everything that wasn't the Blast and the Terps. And so Jim and I were colleagues. I mean, he was like a old cranky uncle for me who was always, like the nun smacking my
Yeah.
knuckles, making sure that I didn't do anything stupid at the ballpark, that I wasn't out there hawking autographs, but like being anything, being a
Sure.
jackass, that I wasn't being a 17-year-old kid, that I was being a professional. And he taught Ken Rosenthal and everybody else. I mean, we went through all this. Taught Tim Kirchin. That's why Tim Kirchin is here at his funeral, right? So Timmy comes up to me and points out this picture. And you're an old baseball head, so let me pull the picture up for you. I'm going to pull it up for you on my Facebook, and we're going to have fun with this because I haven't shared this on the air at all. By the way, Leonard Raskin is here. He may tell everybody what you do, Leonard. If I was going to do a 30-second commercial and say,
Yes.
Leonard, do a commercial for Leonard Raskin and Raskin Global, what would you say?
I would say we are the preeminent Baltimore firm helping people have their American dream, understanding how their money works, and using it to achieve whatever it is that they want, making sure they're protected, making sure they have great cash flow, making sure they enjoy their wealth to the fullest, whatever it is that you want to do with it. That's what Raskin Global is all about.
There it is right there. In a nutshell,
That's it.
raskinglobal.com. You can also find them out at the front of baltimorepositive.com. All right, to reset, I am at Ruck Funeral Home at the funeral of Jim Henneman. I just walked in and spent 10 minutes talking to my old editor, Mike Reeb, about Bob Dylan. So, I mean, the conversations are just, these are old friends. It's old Baltimore. It was just the kind of celebration of Jimmy's life that was just. He was an honorable reporter, baseball man. The press box is named after him. He has written at press box for once a week for have 20 years, wherever long it's been. He's been the official scorer and the authoritative voice of is it fair or foul? You know what Luke said about Jimmy? Luke said, I will hear his voice the rest of my life, probably the way I hear Rex Barney's voice, at Memorial Stadium. He said, any play that was either a hit or an error, Jimmy was the official scorer in the press box. And he would say, that's a hit. That's an error. And Luke would say, it was so definitive that, like, you wouldn't say, no, I'm going to go down there and say to Jimmy, nah, it might have been an error.
You're not going to
That's a
change
base
his
hit.
mind
That's a
by
base hit.
changing his game.
That's a two base hit with an error. That's an error on, that's an E9. Like, you'll just hear Jimmy's voice that way. So Kirchin runs up to me and says, come here. And it isn't, hey, Tim, how you been? What's going on? It's like, hey, come here. And he takes me straight up to the front and he shows me this picture. And I don't know what he expects me to say, but he shows me this picture. Can you see this picture, Leonard?
Absolutely. I
All
saw
right.
it. I
So
saw
when you see this picture, what identify this picture in whatever way that Tim Kirchin would grab me and pull me up at Jim Henneman's funeral.
it. I don't know. He's got to tell you who that man is
That's
standing
Lou.
there,
That's Luis
He's
Aparicio.
got to tell you that's Uncle Louie.
So he looks at me and I'm like, okay, so that's Aparicio on deck circle. I saw the People's Drug sign immediately. This is Washington. This is RFK Stadium. This is the early 60s. Now I look at the uniform on the bat boy and I see the cartoon bird on the shoulder. And I'm like, this isn't 66 or 67. This is earlier than that, based on the uniform and the stitching and no last name. And I look and I grabbed Rick Vaughn and I grabbed Vaughn and pulled him over because Vaughn's like a true historian. And Vaughn, and I didn't realize this, grew up a Senators fan. Vaughn looked at it, he's like, oh man, that's definitely RFK. And he's like, that's definitely opening day because there was never anybody in that stadium other than opening day. He's like, nobody ever sat in those seats in the outfield. They didn't have enough fans. It's why they left twice. And he looked and he's like, that's definitely opening day. And then I looked in the direct center and I saw the bunting. Right above the foul pole, there's bunting. So we're like, okay, that's opening day. And I walked away from it for a minute. And I'm like, what is Aparicio's picture doing at Jim Henneman's funeral? And I walked back over and I looked at the bat boy. And I looked at the 10 other pictures around. It was all baseball pictures. And it was all Sandlot, Schoolboy, Loyola College pictures of this guy. That's Jim Hanneman. Jim Hanneman was the bad boy.
Oh my
And we're
goodness.
trying to figure out what day it was. So Bill Stecca comes over. Jim, I grab Palmer. I'm like, Jim, You got to come over here. Palmer looks up, and Palmer comes over with a whole dissertation. Yeah,
Right.
that's before my time. I did,
Yeah.
that's not the uniform. So now Kirkchin's got me Googling the 64, 65, 66. This is opening day, 1963,
There you go.
April 8th. This is before the first at bat of Luis Aparicio as a Baltimore Oriole. He had just been dealt over. The story goes like this. Henneman was with Stedman and Eskridge going down to cover opening day. The Orioles opened the season against the Minnesota Twins version, not even the Texas Rangers. This is the 1963 version
Right.
of the Senators, right?
Right.
So he's down there covering the game, and when he gets there, he's doing the manager scrum. He's 25 years old. Henneman is. He's a reporter at
Yep.
the News Post, not even the News American, the News Post, okay? He's a 25-year-old reporter, and he finds out that they don't have a bat boy, and John F. Stedman, his boss, is a gimmick guy. Stedman, that's why Stedman loved me, because he loved the circus.
Right.
Stedman loved the circus. Stedman says to Henneman, "You should be the bat boy and do a story on it. It
Oh
should be
my
the
God.
story." And Henneman said he had been a bat boy many, many times in his life. He knew to stay out of the way. He knew he wasn't the story. He and Steve Barber were old friends, old baseball neighborhood friends. And Barber was on the
Oh.
team. And Barber said to him, "Everything's off the record today." So Henneman did a Plimpton story as the bat boy by
That's great.
accident. And as the best Henneman could tell it, and he wrote about it in Baltimore Magazine, and I shared that on my Facebook. Henneman was the bat boy on opening day in 1963 at the behest of John Stedman, who then later went to the Evening Sun to work with him after he left the News Post and News American. And I found that through all of this, that Tim Kirkchian worked at the News American for 2 months, met Lefty Driesell, and never covered a game as a News American reporter, went to Dallas and came back to Baltimore. So I learned all this, but that is Jim Henneman, and
That's
Jim
too
Henneman
funny.
was the bat boy on opening day 1963, and that picture only exists. Are you ready for this, Leonard?
Yep.
1963 opening day, who was the president of the United States of America?
Oh my God. Opening day 63. Was that still Kennedy?
That's John F. Kennedy.
Yeah.
John F. Kennedy loved baseball. He
Yep.
did opening day all 3 years of his presidency. The
Yep.
62 All-Star Game was at RFK Stadium because it was a new stadium. And there's a picture of Louie in a White Sox jersey shaking hands with Kennedy, but it's from the All-Star Game.
Yep.
Turns out that picture that I showed you is in the public domain. That picture was shot by the presidential archive
Oh, there you
photographer.
go.
John Kennedy had just thrown out the first pitch in that area. All John
That's too
Kennedy is
funny.
sitting next to the photographer who took that picture. John Kennedy is 10 feet from Louie, 10 feet
Unreal.
from Henneman.
Right.
And Boog Powell, after the Boog Powell hit a home run, Gentleman Jim Gentile hit a home run. Louie went
Right.
0 for 4. But the Orioles won 3-1 that day. Kennedy went into the locker room after the game and congratulated Boog on his home run. So
Crazy.
there's a little storytelling. So this
Right.
is Jim
Crazy
Henneman's
times, huh?
funeral. I'm now 8 minutes into Henneman's funeral, and I've just taken 8 minutes of your time today. And tell this is how deep baseball cuts and how much we love baseball
Absolutely.
here. And the death
Absolutely.
of someone like Jim Henneman just bringing together generations. To
Yep.
my cousin, to Jim Palmer, who played with my cousin, standing there at Henneman's thing, to Bill Stecca, to Rick Vaughn, to all of these people that are Oriole magic, are really are Oriole magic.
Yeah, the origins of exactly. And now let's hope we get the month of June, we get healthy, start playing some ball, and somebody gets to record this for our grandchildren.
I hear you, man. I mean, this West Coast baseball late night, this is rough stuff. So
But
you're going
nothing
to be
you can do
watching
about
hockey, though.
that.
You're okay with the Stanley Cup being the way it is, right?
What do you mean being the way it is?
Well, I mean,
Edmonton, Florida? Or like
I
June,
just think you
starting in
have
the
to be,
beginning of June?
if you're a hardcore hockey person, you'll watch, but this
Oh, I'm
does not
watching.
grow the sport
I'll be
for them.
watching. It's a repeat. It won't grow the sport because it's going to be on TNT. That's the other down terrible. I mean,
Nobody
it's
worries about growing their sport. Until ESPN kicks baseball off the network, right?
Right. I mean, these games aren't on the network, they're not on ABC. They're going to be on TNT, which I guess now is a major network, considering they show basketball and the tournament for college and the now the Stanley
Yeah,
Cup
they're
and
known for
the
what they're known for, but they're showing movies the rest of the day, right?
right. But they'll have this, and it'll be a replay, and people want to see Connor McDavid win or Florida beat him again.
Or see Canada win.
That's what I mean. Canada hasn't won a cup in forever, so it'll be great TV. The problem for me with all of this is it starts June the 3rd or 4th. I mean, June the 4th, Stanley Cup playoffs are going to go to the middle of June. It's ridiculous already. They need to do something to shorten this season. They need to cut something. They need to make the playoffs a little shorter. 3 out of 5 instead of 4 out of 7. I know that's just all about money, but
No,
my
they'll
goodness,
never do
it's
that.
going to be 110 degrees in Florida, and they're going to be coming to play hockey. I mean, they're going to keep that ice cold somehow, but can you imagine
Well, they've
skating
done
on
this in
that
Tampa.
slush?
They've done this in Florida several times. I
Six
mean,
6 years, my friend. The last 6 years, the Eastern Conference champion has been Florida. Tampa and
they said
Florida.
hockey would never work in Florida.
Right. You got Tampa and Lauderdale, basically, or wherever the Florida Panthers are, that little
Look, I don't need that
town they
Montreal
have.
or Boston or Original Six or any of that in every year. But I do think it suffers a little bit. It gets off
Absolutely.
radar. It gets
But
off radar.
I don't know, the Florida contingent's big, and the whole Canadian country is going to be watching Edmonton. So I think it'll
Connor
be well
McDavid's a,
watched.
just a great
He's a
story, right?
stud. The guy's a hell of a hockey player. He's got a great team. If their goaltending can keep up, they can win. If not, Bobrovsky will take another cup for his legacy. So I think it'll be a great series. I'm looking forward to it. Last year, 7 games. We'll see. I think Edmonton in six. That's my prediction. Edmonton in six. We shall see. Which means Connor McDavid may skate the cup. That'd be pretty amazing.
You say this about finals and hockey and stuff like that. I'll be honest with you, my buddies and I, and I had crabs with my dear friend John Raffalitis, who attended a few senior weeks with me back in the late 1980s. By the way, today's the 40th anniversary of my graduation day, June
There
2nd,
you go.
1985. I graduated. So 40 years ago today, I graduated high school. So we get down to senior week and chase girls and do all this stuff. But I
Right.
remember all during that era, what late 80s, Jordan, Bad Boys,
Yeah,
Pistons, all of that,
sure.
Showtime Lakers end and all that. Even chasing girls senior week, NBA finals were always on in June. I mean,
Right.
like, so like,
Right.
and they were kind of concurrent. I do remember the night that I got thrown off the field and they got let back in by Trent Dilfer and Mike Flynn, when the 2001 Super Bowl, Purple
Yep.
Rain won.
Yep.
That night that David Modell flew the rings in on he
Yep,
landed in a
yep,
helicopter with
yep. I
Mission
remember.
Impossible. I was at that event and thrown out at various points, but let back in at various points by the Modell family. I don't think David wanted me thrown out, but I think there was some level of upper management that thought, you can't be here. And they threw me out. And Mike Flynn said, he's got a seat at my table. I gave him like a real ticket. So, but that night, I missed game seven. Game seven of the Stanley Cup Finals. I think it was Colorado and Detroit. I don't know.
Whatever.
It was 2001, but that was game seven, and that was
Yep.
June
Yeah.
14,
Yeah,
15.
it's crazy.
This isn't new that they've been doing this,
No, it's
but it's
not. It's
new that
just
it's 98 degrees in Florida. Or, hey, how about this? The night the Caps won the cup in Vegas,
It was
it was
hot.
June
It
17th.
was hot
I
as
walked
hell.
out. It was 86 degrees
Yep.
outside. My
At
wife and
late at night.
I remember being at the pool at the Luxor. It was 102 degrees that day.
During the day, yes. And they had that ice all shaped up and ready to go. And they skated it on it,
I
played
told
the game.
Trotsky last week, and I'm having him on this week. I said, dude, I can't talk hockey with you. I haven't watched hockey since I walked out of the building with you. He's like, you serious? I'm like, Trots, I haven't watched a pure, I can't
Well, you
name
gotta
five
watch some.
Washington Capitals.
You gotta
I
watch
am done with what
some
once Ted
final.
Leonsis' kid spoke to me like a chump. I'm done. I
Well,
told you this. I'm done. I ran. I
you
ran a
gotta
million
watch
buses. I'm
game
a
one of the
hockey
final.
guy. I
Watch
loved
game one of
hockey
the
until the
final.
point where it didn't love me
Wednesday
back.
night. Wednesday night, watch game one of the final. It'll be good.
I love hockey.
I know, so watch game one. That's what I say. Just
So,
watch game one.
yeah, There is a point for me, and this isn't even a point of like, and you can Dr. Melfi me if you want or whatever. I met my wife at a hockey game,
Right, I know.
right? Like, I mean, like, I've dedicated enough of my life to hockey where when I walked out of the building that
I
night in
get it.
Las Vegas with my lifelong friend who was about to get fired, I went to the party and saw he was mistreated at the Stanley Cup celebration party. I witnessed it. I was there. Like, I witnessed it. Then I got mistreated by Zach Leonsis, spoken to like a chump about his Arena Football League nonsense. I just decided, you know what, dude? I'm not getting the car and going down there anymore. You know, plus the Ovechkin Putin thing has always sort of weirded me out in a lot of ways. But by the way, is he going to play ever? Are you done?
He's
Is he
playing
done?
next year. He's playing this coming year.
You sure?
Absolutely. His contract's through this season. He'll definitely play this year. Might even play longer. Might even play. He's definitely playing this year. I
He's
can't see him.
amazing, man.
I can't see him stopping before this season with his contract. After this year, not only you'll know this.
Well, there was a perception this time last year that they couldn't win the cup this year,
Right,
but he
but
could
sure
do,
enough,
but sure, like they
they've
were,
put together some great
he's
players,
going to come
some
back because the team's good, right?
absolutely,
Okay.
absolutely,
Well,
and
then cheers for Ted Leonsis for
he's
doing
going to
that if it's
crush
so.
900 plus goals. He'll get another 30 or so, and he'll be at 9 and a quarter. Nobody will ever catch that, no matter what they say. Well, maybe someday, but I don't know if I'll be here to see
How
it.
many did McDavid have already?
Not
Two and a
close.
quarter?
Nowhere close. They say the closest guy is Matthews,
Sure.
Toronto, but I don't think he'll play long
Got to
enough.
do it 20 years, man.
Yeah, I don't think he'll play long enough. I don't think anybody will play long enough anymore. It's just insane. It's hard to imagine. Guy's 40. He's knocking down goals and he's knocking down players. I think he wants to lead the league in hits, which he'll do. He could lead the league in goals and hits if he stays around 2 years.
I'm glad to talk to you about this because I'm not close to it and I haven't done a piece with
And I think he'll be here,
anyone
no
hockey
doubt.
oriented other than Trotz this week,
Yeah,
who,
no
by
doubt.
the way, here's a little Jeopardy question for you, Leonard Raskin.
Sure.
Because I had Trotz. I mean, I've known Barry since we were kids. I mean, just like forever and ever and ever. He was a freaking Western League scout in the press box, and we started watching games together. And we liked each other because there was nobody else to sit with,
Right.
and we were the same age. And
Now he's
so I've
running Nashville.
he's going to the Hall of Fame, right? Everybody says
Yeah,
that to me.
sure.
He's going to the Hall of Fame,
Should.
right?
Should,
And
sure.
so I'm thinking, like, you know, I just I don't. It's hard for me in 45 years of relationship to think about it like that. 40 years of relationship. So I looked up how many wins he has because I'm just trying to get a perspective. Do you know where he is in wins? Because we're talking about Ovechkin being number one
Top
or whatever.
five. Top five.
Number four.
I say top
Number
five.
four.
Yeah. Yeah. As a
Now, I don't
coach.
know, everybody in our audience would
As a
know that or
coach.
think about that or whatever. Number four in the history of the sport in
As a
wins.
coach. Yeah.
And step down, step down.
Right.
He could have played that game where he could have
Yep.
coached another 5 years. Now he's
Absolutely.
running the organization.
He's
He's gonna
in charge of the show.
tell me how hard it is because he told me how hard it was last week. And that's one of the reasons we haven't spent time together. It's just
Yep.
it's been hard,
Oh,
you
he's
know.
got to be wrapped up crazy. I
He
mean,
and I dream of spending a long weekend together in his lake house
yeah,
in
good
British
luck.
Columbia.
Good
He said
luck.
he spent 7 days there in the last
I was
4 years.
gonna say, good luck with
Yeah.
that, especially now that he's running the whole show.
Yeah.
No, not till he's done.
You got any questions for him?
Yeah, I'll come up with one or two. When are you?
You got 3 hours.
Okay. I'll
Leonard
see if I can make it happen.
Raskin is
Absolutely.
here. He handles money. He's Raskin Global. You can find him on our website, on his website. Are we done with sports? Are we good?
We're good.
It's going to be 85 this week.
Ask Barry. Ask Barry if after next season, free agent Ovechkin's going to play his final year in Nashville.
Stop with that.
Oh,
I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Hall of Famers and Baltimore Positive. That was a fun one.